if you've got a cell phone, you know there's a mode on that phone that's called airplane mode. That's if you ever fly, you can turn it on that and you will not get any signals. And in a sense, that's something that God tells us to do when it comes to wrong spiritual broadcast. There's a passage in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, that reminded me about airplane mode. It says, "You once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." It says, "the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." And when you consider the way that Satan works, the way his demons work, they're like a cell phone, like a cell tower. That cell phone communicates with the cell tower by mostly radio frequency waves. Waves that you can't feel, you can't see them, you can't hear them. They just automatically go to your cell phone. And the way that Satan works is that it's not radio waves that he uses. He broadcasts attitudes. He broadcasts ways of thinking, moods. And we can either choose to tune into those waves, to tune into those bad attitudes, to continue to have those moods altered by his cell waves, you might say. Or we can turn our minds on airplane mode. And God's telling us that's exactly what we need to do. We could either tune into him because he is a powerful spirit being, an evil being, who wants to broadcast those bad attitudes. But we've got to, spiritually speaking, tune out. And we can tune out by turning our minds onto airplane mode and not be connected to those wavelengths that the prince of the power of the air is working. So let's be sure and do that. When those attitudes begin to come, turn on to airplane mode. That way we can overcome those cell broadcasts of Satan's moods and his attitudes. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.